You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews of GSRenacatch.com, and this episode is brought to you by Locked On MLB. Join walking baseball encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan. Just call him Sully. It's so much easier. Every day on Locked On MLB for a unique look at the majors, both present and past, featuring exciting guest interviews and routine check-ins from the Locked On MLB Network's team of local experts. Subscribe to Locked On MLB today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. There is some news in regards to the podcast that I will be touching on in the final segment. If y'all follow me on Twitter, you probably already know, because the person doing the announcing is a bit more popular than I am, and it's well earned. But we'll talk, like I said, we'll talk about that a little later on. Y'all don't want to hear this right now. I did take the off day along with the team on Thursday. I kind of just reset a little bit. I, you know, was able to have a nice long phone call with my parents. Was able to talk to my dad, who is a Blue Jays fan. I wouldn't say diehard, but, you know, fan enough to know what's going on with the team and to know that the Orioles just are perpetually garbage. May get into some finer points of that in the next episode, depending. But there is only one topic of conversation right now on the minds of Blue Jays fans, especially following this Friday night effort. That's all the Blue Jays lose the opener of a 3-game series to the Minnesota Twins, a team that they were able to pry Jose Berrios from at the trade deadline. And there's just one question. What is wrong with Hyunjin Ryu? And it's a question that's been on the minds of Blue Jays fans on and off for the past couple months. Let's just put tonight into context, first of all. Hyunjin Ryu lasted 2 innings, plus a few batters. And, you know, for a guy who was signed for his consistency, 2 innings isn't going to cut it at all. That's his shortest outing since April 8th, 2019. When he only lasted an inning and 2/3 against the Cardinals before having to leave due to injury. It's really, really tough to see a guy as lauded as Hyunjin Ryu, a guy with a track record of Hyunjin Ryu, a guy who takes such pride in what he does, and to see him just absolutely crater at the worst possible time for the Blue Jays. I mean, there have been signs this season. You look back and try to see how many times Hyunjin Ryu had allowed more than 5 earned runs in a game. 7 times in Hyunjin Ryu's career coming into 2021, you've given up more than 5 earned runs in a game. You know, he's had some instances where some of those were unearned, but still, that was the benchmark I kind of look back on. 7. He already has 5 in 2021, and 4 of those have come since August 1st. And again, the hand-wringing is what do you do? Hyunjin Ryu was signed to be the ace of the staff until Nate Pearson was ready. And neither of those guys look like they're leading a rotation anytime soon. Nate Pearson's in the bullpen. Gotten any of work tonight. He looked good. I'm down with that. But he's not even getting any length out of what he's doing. And you know, when you're off a bit, you're kind of relying on your stuff to carry you through. Like Ken Giles would be off on some of his pitches, but they were going 100 miles an hour. You can't hit him. Jordan Romano may be off on a pitch or two, but it's going 100 miles an hour. You can't hit it. Hyunjin Ryu tops out at 90. He is a finesse pitcher. He needs his control to be on point. And when he's leaving pitches out over the plate, the likes of Jorge Polanco and Josh Donaldson to just bash back to back, it gets ugly very quickly. And this isn't an unnoticeable trend for Hyunjin Ryu. Because those seven instances where he gave up more than six earned runs, that was just regular season. We all know what happened last year in Tampa during the playoffs. He got absolutely jacked. And I think you can find an answer to what happened in the last time he had to pitch a full season, that last season with the Dodgers. Hyunjin Ryu gave up 3 instances of 7 earned runs in that season. And you don't think that because he had a 2.32 ERA. Because when Hyunjin Ryu is on, he is absolutely on point. But Dodgers saw this. One of those 7-run games was an outing in Coors Field, which Coors Field does that to everyone. I ain't too worried about that. But it was back-to-back outings in late August against the Yankees and the Diamondbacks, where Hyunjin Ryu lasted under 5 innings, combined 9 innings in those 2 games, gave up 14 runs. His ERA spiked from 1.64 to 2.35 in those 2 games. So what did the Dodgers do after he made his next start, where, again, he did not go 5 innings? They set him down. They spaced him the heck out. If you look at the final month of that 2019 season, after going on 4 days rest, he took like 9 days off until he started on September 14th against the Mets and shut them out over 7 innings. Then won his final 2 starts, gave up 3 earned runs over 14 innings, was much better. And I know Hyunjin Ryu is a guy who's a bit of a creature of habit, but there is evidence that he does not operate well like this. There is evidence that because, you know, he has a body that has taken its hits injury-wise, it just doesn't really work to its fullest potential for an entire 6-month season. And like I said, the Dodgers, they knew what to do by the end of it. They gave him time off. They gave him rest. There were multiple instances where he had like far more than the normal amount of rest in that 2019 season. And that's not including injury, but All-Star break for the Dodgers that season. Had 9 days off, came back, seven innings of unearned baseball against Boston, and didn't have another bad outing until the August 17th game against Atlanta, which led into the Yankees and the Diamondbacks. But there is a track record of rest being very, very good for Hyunjin Ryu. We saw that this year. He had the 10 days off during the All-Star break. What he do right after that? 7 shutout innings against Texas, a complete game shutout. only gave up five runs over that four-start stretch. But when he started getting on his regular 4 days rest, that's when the problem started popping up. He had that game against Boston on August 8th where he just got knocked around Fenway. Actually, knocked around the Rogers Center. That was a home game. I do apologize. But it's easy to picture, isn't it? And then, you know, he had 6 days off prior to his start against the Tigers on August 21st. Shutout. Seven solid innings. Went back to his normal rotation, and the White Sox torched him. Hyunjin Ryu is not a guy that can operate on 4 days rest anymore. We're seeing it. He's not recovered fully. The results bear out, especially later in the season. And I do have a solution to this. And I know y'all might not like it, but it's what we gotta do. One thing you gotta do if you wanna clear out the clutter in your entertainment area, I mean, you know, clutter. If you got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, if you got your phone out to watch sports highlights, and you got your neighbor's best friends logging for the good stuff, there's a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream. It brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again, and the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. So yeah, there's a simple solution to this, and I know, like I said, Blue Jays fans aren't going to like it. Because it means Ross Stripling's going to get more work. Or potentially Thomas Hatch if someone gets injured. But Toronto needs to go to something resembling a six-man rotation with Hyunjin Ryu. Right now, he is scheduled to make three more starts for the Blue Jays right now. He gets the finale against Tampa Bay, the opener against the Yankees, and then the finale against Baltimore. And I'm only confident about throwing him out there in one of those games. And that's the season finale. He wants that. He can go for it. But he cannot go out there against teams that the Blue Jays are in direct competition with in the playoffs and in the wild card chase and give them two innings of garbage. That's just not feasible for the Blue Jays to work with. But if you want to extend him a little bit, and this might be beneficial for a couple other starters too. I mean, Alec Manoah's in his first full season. He could probably use a breather just to make sure he's ready for the playoffs. Steven Matz, he's been very serviceable when he gets 22 runs of support. But he didn't look great in that Baltimore game either. He's a guy who could probably use another day. So, if I'm Charlie Montoyo, what I'm doing is I'm going six-man for the rest of the season just to make sure Hyunjin Ryu actually gets the rest that he needs to go out there and actually pitch effectively. Because right now, it ain't cutting it. Not even close. And, like, the Blue Jays only have one more off day for the rest of the season. It's a Monday when I actually fly out. So that's convenient. But, like, it just, you cannot have these kind of starts in this thick of a playoff race where you have three teams within a game of each other, and now the Blue Jays are on the outside looking in because they got decked by Minnesota tonight. And, you know, Boston and the Yankees both got the wins they needed because Cleveland and Baltimore are both garbage. Minnesota's supposed to be garbage. Again, they traded us Jose Berrios because they had no shot this year. And they went out there and just knocked Hyunjin Ryu around the park. It needs a solution. A very easy solution that I just proposed. stretch Ross Stripling out or get Thomas Hatch up, one or the other. There are ways you can make it work. I love Ryan Borucki. I'm very happy he got into the game tonight. I'm happy he was able to work around a couple walks and get a clean inning in. But it's probably not going to be enough if the Blue Jays need to start finding more innings. Because again, they had to get seven out of their bullpen tonight. And Ross Stripling can go out there for three innings. But I'm actually much more interested in having him go five innings. When again, it's in the benefit of Hyunjin Ryu to not have these kind of outings where he's just essentially a walking, talking T-ball machine. I know it's not a machine in T-ball. It's a stand, but you get my point. Because I do have it sometimes. We talk about other points that'll be coming to this program. But before we do, we got some points here to mention. Like, if you're looking to get in on gambling action online, there is one site you should be doing it at, and it's betonline.ag, your number one spot for pro and college football action this season. Back and better than ever with a new updated site and interface. BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football, with even more odds, props, and contests for you to enjoy. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. You got to use the promo code NFL100. That'll get you in. So, for the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports, from football to basketball to boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of the amazing offers available for the 2021 season at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. This episode is also brought to you by our friends at rockauto.com, a family-owned business serving do-it-yourself mechanics for over 20 years and helping you get reliably low prices on the parts you need. I mean, if you're just going to go to an auto parts store anyway, one of those chain ones, and just have a ton of questions thrown at you that, you know, you already know the answer to, only for them to just pump it into a computer and see what they have in stock, like, you're wasting your time. So why not just use Rock Auto? Save yourself the 30%, the 50%, even the 100% markup on parts, and just find it with their easy-to-use website. They have everything you could need. If you need brake parts, if you need tail lamps, if you need water pumps that don't explode in your car when you pull into a parking lot, you will find it on rockauto.com. So go there right now. Go to rockauto.com. See all the parts available for your car or truck. And when they ask, how did you hear about us, write Locked On in the box so they know that you came from us and everyone gets to be happy. So check out amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So yeah, I'm not talking about the offense tonight. As I mentioned off the top, there is some podcast news that I do have to share with y'all. As you may have noticed, this season, I have been struggling a fair bit. There have been weeks where I've been able to get a full slate of shows out that you deserve. There have been weeks where I haven't been able to do anything. A lot of it in the early part of the season was mental health related. I was not in a good place, just with anything sports related. And then over the summer, it was workload related because I do have a day job. I do serve as a sports editor for a different company. And I was working until like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning. And when I'm working like 12, 14 hours in a day, I don't really have the energy to be able to do this. As you've noticed, lately it's been a little better. But then that runs into the whole thing of I'm having surgery at the end of the month, and kind of a big one. So, you know, I've been talking with Sean Woodley, who is the overseer of MLB podcasts here. And we talked about bringing a co-host in. I don't think I've had like an actual like solid co-host since the early days when I came on with Ryan Miller from JaysFromTheCouch.com. And Ryan's a great minor league expert. But you know, podcasts were kind of hit and miss. And so a few weeks ago, I had Lucas Weiss from Sportsnet on. He's working there as a Sportsnet editor. He's done a ton of stuff around the net when it comes to sports. You know, he's had stuff on The Undefeated and the Toronto Star, USA Today. Lots of stuff. Loads of experience. It was great to talk to. He's a lot more optimistic than I am. And he's going to be a very necessary voice to help me get through what is going to be a somewhat arduous recovery process when it comes to the surgery. So, as he confirmed earlier tonight, Lucas is going to be the new co-host on Locked On Jays. And, you know, if you enjoyed the episode that we had when we put that out, you're going to get a lot more of them. It is going to be Lucas solo for a little bit while I'm in Montreal recovering. And then when I come back here, the last thing I'm going to want to do is like sit and plan an episode for an hour or so and then spend another hour recording it. Just it's apparently very painful. So this is going to allow me to focus on that. This will hopefully allow me to come back stronger than ever. I'm not going anywhere. I mean, geez, drag me away from this. Come on. How am I going to be able to tell y'all about exactly what's going on in my life? Seriously. Lucas will be coming on next week, to do some shows. I got one more left in me. We'll see if it's a happy one, tomorrow, but, we're going to be recording some shows. And then, like I said, once I go to Montreal on the 27th, Lucas will be taking over for a bit until, you know, I'm ready to get back in my pink office chair and get back to talking Blue Jays baseball. I hope the Blue Jays are still going when I come back. But yeah, I think this is going to be a big help. You know, I've been doing this by myself since 2018. That's 3.5 years. Like, shoot. It's 530 some episodes. More than that. Shoot, I can't even count. But still, it's a long time to be talking to yourself a lot of the time, and I'm really looking forward to having Lucas on and just being able to have some back and forth, some banter. So, you know, I hope y'all enjoy that, and that'll be the format going forward. So, yeah, you'll get to hear someone else, delivering these end lines. Like, you know, if you want to subscribe to this podcast to make sure you don't miss when Lucas comes on officially as co-host and, you know, is doing things while I'm lying in bed, unable to move. Make sure you're subscribed, wherever you get your podcasts, be it Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Himalaya, the Odyssey app, whatever network you use to get your podcast, make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. Also, check out Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. They take the guessing game out of betting on the MLB. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by BetOnline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. You can subscribe to the podcast on Twitter and Facebook at Locked On Jays. The links have not been coming on Twitter, but they will come a little more fast and furious from now on. And you can follow me on there at A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb. But it lets me back up the announcement, a few hours late after I finish doing work. But yeah, it's going to be fun. Like I said, next week will be my last week for a little bit, but I'll be back eventually. Can't keep a good girl down. Anyway, so until next week, for everyone at, I'm going to do another one. Like I said, I got one more left in me this week, and then, hopefully you'll be able to talk to Lucas on Monday and get those episodes for you fresh and fabulous next week. So until we speak again, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at cheesefromthecouch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And y'all take care.